Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Chaiti Dasain festival marked today. Government announces public holiday for tomorrow on Ram Navami. Officials say preparations are on to begin international flights from Bhairava Airport on 21st of April. Filling out self-declaration form mandatory for people taking individual labour permits for foreign employment. And Russian Defence Ministry claims to have destroyed ammunition depot at Mirhorod Air Base in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Hindus in Nepal marked the Chaiti Dasain festival today by worshipping Navadurga Bhavani at various shrines and at homes. Like Bada Dasain, at Chaiti Dasain as well, people worship goddess Durga Bhavani, wishing for peace, prosperity and happiness for all. Similarly, the meeting of the Council of Ministers convened on the 7th of April declared a public holiday for tomorrow on the occasion of Ram Navami festival. Ram Navami festival marks the birth anniversary of Lord Ram, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. All the preparations for starting the international flights from the Bhairava airport have been completed. The officials have said that Nepal Airlines is operating test flights from the airport from the 14th of April. Preparations are underway to begin the international flights on the 21st of April. The 8th Summit of Health and Population Scientists is being held in Kathmandu from tomorrow. The 3-day summit is going to be organized by Nepal Health Research Council under the slogan Promotion of Health Policy and System Research, Lessons for a Robust Health System in Nepal. Nepal Health Research Council Chief Dr. Pradeep Gawali said that the conference was going to be organized to bring health researchers, health experts, demographers and policymakers together to formulate policies and address the need for research on public health issues. Altogether, 31 national and 22 international experts are attending the conference where 153 working papers will be presented by researchers on various topics related to health. The Council has been holding the Health Sciences Summit every year. Nepal tourism, which was hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic for nearly 2 years, is gradually gaining normalcy. This spring season witnessed a considerable number of foreign tourists arriving in Nepal, with a total of 42,600 tourists coming via air route within March alone. Last year, during the same period, 14,977 foreign tourists visited Nepal. According to the statistics of the Department of Tourism, Nepal received altogether 78,747 foreign tourists from January this year to the till end of March. The government has formed a tourism revival steering committee under the chairmanship of Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation. The Department of Foreign Employment has made a provision for filling out self-declaration forms by people taking individual labour permit for foreign employment. The department's new provision came after cases of cheating and overcharging the service fees in the name of visit visas and foreign employment were reported. Director General of the Department of Foreign Employment, Sis Narayan Porel, said that individuals going to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the UAE, Croatia, Albania, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Hungary, Moldova and Belarus on visit visas or individual labour permits are required to fill out self-declaration form from the 14th of April. Likewise, the department is to issue labour permits through an online system from the 15th of April that was earlier institutionally issued by the manpower agencies. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiya, mutton khana 200 rupiya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi le majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Urban Development Ram Kumari Jakri has urged the entrepreneurs not to panic as Nepal's economy is not as bad as there are rumors in the market. Addressing the 12th Annual General Assembly of Kathmandu Electrical Entrepreneurs Association today, Minister Jakri clarified that Nepal's economy is not in the state of ruin. Minister Jakri said the government has a policy of promoting electric steam to reduce the dependency of petroleum product, thus asks them to promote the business. The Election Code of Conduct enforced by the Election Commission has come into effect across the country since Friday midnight. Election Commissioner spokesperson Saligram Sarma Podal said the Code of Conduct has prohibited making any expressions, publicity and production of electronic materials against any side in a way to directly affect the electoral process. The Election Commission has urged all to use social media in a dignified and well-managed way as the political parties or candidates are allowed to publish their principles, thoughts, commitments and actions on their private or official pages. You are listening to Read in Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russian Defense Ministry says Russia have destroyed an ammunition depot at the Mirhorod Air Base in central Ukraine. An Al Jazeera report quotes Russian Defense Ministry spokesperson Igor Konasankov that a Ukrainian Air Force MiG-29 fighter and a Mi-8 helicopter were also destroyed in the attack on the base in Poltava region. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen accused Russia of committing war crimes. She said Russian forces appear to have committed war crimes by targeting civilians in Ukraine, adding that lawyers must investigate the alleged incidents. Likewise, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Washington will put one Patriot missile defense system along with American troops to operate in Slovakia after Bratislava agreed to donate its S-300 Air Force air defense system to Ukraine. Austin, in a statement, said the system would arrive in coming days. Top Iranian officials have promised to continue working on the peaceful use of country's nuclear program, unveiling several achievements during a ceremony in Tehran to mark its National Nuclear Technology Day today, the officials announced their commitment to head peaceful nuclear technology research. The ceremony, attended by President Ibrahim Raisi and Nuclear Chief Mohammad Islami, had several displays of radiopharmaceuticals, mainly aimed at treating and preventing spread of cancer, and several uses of plasma technology. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Kentucky Province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and mainly fair in the other parts of the country. Brief rain or thunderstorms are also possible at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Kentucky Province and at one or two places in Madhya Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chaiti Dasain festival marked today. Government announces public holiday for tomorrow on Ram Navami. Officials say preparations are on to begin international flights from Bhairava Airport on 21st of April. Filling out self-declaration form mandatory for people taking individual labour permits for foreign employment. And Russian Defence Ministry claims to have destroyed the ammunition depot at Mirhorod Air Base in Ukraine. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.